Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Governor Charlie Baker has taken his first steps toward shaping the future of Massachusetts' highest court. He's named three Superior Court judges to the state Supreme Judicial Court. WBUR's Steve Brown has more on the appointments as well as reaction to the governor's choices.
Governor Baker calls judges Kimberly Budd, Frank Gaziano, and David Lowy extremely distinguished and experienced jurists. The governor selected the three from a pool of roughly 40 applicants to fill seats that will be vacated this summer by Justices Robert Cordy, Francis Spina, and Fernand Duffley. With two more vacancies expected next year, the governor will have appointed a majority of the seven SJC members a little more than midway through his first term. The governor had high praise for his three nominees.
Our nominees, Judges Budd, Gaziano, and Lowy, have all demonstrated measured and fair temperament and outstanding legal knowledge and skills throughout their careers. In presiding over the most complicated civil and criminal matters for the Commonwealth citizens in our superior courts, they have demonstrated every day that they are judges of the highest caliber and character.
Judge Kimberly Budd was appointed to the Superior Court in 2009 by former Democratic Governor Deval Patrick. The daughter of former U.S. Attorney Wayne Budd graduated from Harvard Law School in 1991. She has served as an attorney with a prestigious Boston law firm, as well as in the U.S. Attorney's Office. In accepting the nomination, Budd thanked the governor for appointing her.
I look forward to appearing before the governor's council, and I hope that they see fit to confirm my nomination. If confirmed, the people of the Commonwealth can be assured that I shall work very hard to carry out and fulfill my duties and responsibilities as an Associate Justice of the Supreme Judicial Court.
As a prosecutor, Frank Gaziano was a member of the legal team that obtained a death sentence for killer Gary Lee Sampson. That sentence was ultimately overturned. As Superior Court judge since 2004, Gaziano presided over high-profile trials, including one for Christian Carl Gerhardstreiter, a con man who had operated under the name Clark Rockefeller and was convicted of kidnapping his own daughter. Gaziano said he was honored to be selected for the state's highest court.
It is truly humbling to be nominated to a court whose mission is to preserve everybody's individual liberties in this state, to promote fairness among our citizens, to make sure that litigants have impartial trials, and to accommodate the rule of law.
David Lowy has been a judge for 19 years, first in district court and since 2001, Superior Court. Before being elevated to the bench, Lowy was an assistant DA and also served as a deputy legal counsel to former Governor William Weld. Lowy said all four of his grandparents came to this country seeking opportunity and freedom from oppression and prejudice.
I am keenly aware of how few people have been provided the opportunities that I have had since birth. Empathy, humility, and reverence for the law will guide me every day if I am confirmed.
The appointments are being praised by some members of the legal community. Martin Healy, chief legal counsel for the Massachusetts Bar Association, says Governor Baker has come out with a strong opening statement on where he is headed for the court system.
All three of them have stellar backgrounds, and they're known as moderate, fair judges and very intellectually based judges. So I think the governor has set a high standard for his future appointments, and I think that particularly the legal community, knowing these three individuals, is very excited by having them elevated to the highest court.
Healy says Baker's picks will move the court toward a more centrist position.
I know over the last 15 to 20 years or so when I began in legal practice, it was a very conservative court, and it drifted more leftward over the past two decades. I see these three individuals as being moderates. They're not partisan by any means, and they don't display any partisanship, but just in their previous actions as judges and their decisions and the way they've conducted themselves shows me, and I think the bar generally, that they're going to be moderate to, you know, leaning more to the right than the left.
The three nominees must be confirmed by the elected eight-member Governor's Council before they can assume their new posts. All three have faced nomination hearings in the past, and barring anything unforeseen, will likely be confirmed and seated by the time the new court term begins in September. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown at the State House.